This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump defends his empire from the witness stand of a civil fraud trial in New York, finally testifying Monday and drawing criticism from the judge, among others. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to Trump, his long-awaited testimony was a rousing success, and the state has no case.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court.
And in a testy exchange from the witness stand, Trump calling the state attorney general and the judge frauds. Meanwhile, the judge telling the former president, this is not a political rally. Stick to answering questions. After court, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit against Trump and his company, criticizing his testimony.
He rambled. He hurled insults.
She says the evidence is on her side. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Gaza, Israel, on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits. Hezbollah and its Lebanese and Palestinian allies have been clashing with Israeli troops since October 8th, a day after the war between Israel and Hamas began. The UN Security Council once again failed to agree on a resolution about the Israel-Hamas war, despite hours of closed-door talks on Monday on how to prevent more civilian deaths in Gaza. The U.S. is calling for humanitarian pauses. Many council members are demanding a humanitarian ceasefire. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also demanded the immediate unconditional release of hostages taken by Hamas from Israel, the delivery of aid to the territory, and ending the use of civilians as human shields. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A woman has been arrested for driving her car into a building in Indianapolis she allegedly thought was associated with Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to police and court records, the woman had been watching coverage of the Israel-Hamas war and told officers she believed the building was an Israel school. One adult and four children were inside the Israelite School of Universal and Practical Knowledge at the time of late Friday's crash, but no one was injured. She was arrested on a preliminary charge of criminal recklessness. The building is actually associated with Radical Hebrew Israelites, a group the Southern Poverty Law Center has designated as a hate group whose ideology includes anti-Semitism. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine's foreign minister on Monday held talks with South African counterpart in Pretoria. Kate Bartlett reports.
A meeting between Ukrainian foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba and his South African counterpart Naledi Pandor was Kuleba's first visit to South Africa as he tries to shore up support for Kyiv on a continent where Moscow holds considerable influence. Pretoria has officially remained neutral on the Ukraine war, but critics, including U.S. officials, have accused the South African government of essentially siding with Moscow. South Africa's Pandor expressed her desire to see a peaceful, negotiated end to the war in Europe. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The captain of a dive boat that caught fire and killed 34 people has been found guilty. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain criminally negligent in the deaths of 33 passengers and a crew member in a fire aboard the Conception in 2019. It was the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Jerry Boland was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of ship officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute, colloquially known as a seaman's manslaughter, that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. The Conception was anchored off of Santa Cruz Island, about 25 miles south of Santa Barbara, when it caught fire before dawn on the final day of a three-day excursion, sinking less than 100 feet from shore. Boland was the only person to face criminal charges. He could get 10 years behind bars. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hungary's cultural minister has fired the director of the Hungarian National Museum in Budapest and accused him of failing to comply with a contentious law that bans the display of LGBTQ+ content to minors. The dismissal on Monday came after Hungary's government determined that five photos on display at the prestigious World Press photo exhibition violated the law. The law restricts children's access to content that depicts homosexuality or gender change. The director says he did not accept the decision and that neither he nor the museum had deliberately violated the law. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.